In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
For obvious reasons, we keep this place as gloomy as possible.
Welcome to Mind Poppers Podcast.
We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
Once you get used to these grim surroundings, you'll never leave. Nobody ever does.
We continue now with tonight's case, Conspiracy.
Now. Listen.
Welcome back to the Mind Poppers podcast. A little mini Mind Popper, a little mini-sode, if you will. I was going through Instagram, right, during the week, and I had stumbled upon some drama, okay? And I love when you just find random, obscure internet drama that has nothing to do with you, and it's fresh, and it's breaking, and it's, you know, something you can sink your teeth into. Okay, so I came across on Instagram this band called La Rona HC. I think the HC stood for hardcore. Not sure what kind of hardcore they were, be it hardcore rock or punk or metal. There's been a big drama in the group, which I believe has caused the group since to split. Okay, they've removed their Instagram page. I couldn't find their music on Spotify or on YouTube or on SoundCloud, because I would have liked to have, you know, played a piece for the podcast. But no, couldn't find anything like that. And I think, again, like I said, they were small. They were like a local group, you know, just from small town Nashville. But like I said, things have completely just turned the band La Rona HC upside down. Okay, I came across this Instagram post, and at first I assumed it was some sort of apology because it was typed out on the iPhone Notes app, okay, and then posted on Instagram. But I'll read it, right? It says, "We have decided to part ways with our vocalist Diego due to admission of very disturbing and concerning behavior towards one of our band members and their partner. He had admitted to being obsessed with said partner and has been attempting to sabotage their relationship by cutting pre-workout he frequently gifts from his job with high amounts of estrogen in them. He has been attempting to force a transition onto him for the last 5 months in hopes that would give him the opportunity to swoop in once he looked stronger and more manly in comparison. This tampering has caused confusion and thousands of dollars in medical bills the past months, trying to figure out what was wrong. We would not know any of this unless Diego had gotten way too intoxicated and ousted himself, and then stated an admission to all of this via text. There are many more disgusting details that have been left out for sake of privacy and general censorship." Which is wild, okay? So basically this band, Yarona HC, right, put up that post on their Instagram page claiming that the vocalist Diego, the vocalist of the group, attempted to force a transition on his friend and another member of the group because he was in love with that guy's girlfriend, okay? So he was, I guess, you know, the band wasn't their full-time job, whatever. This guy obviously, maybe he had a job as a personal trainer or in the gym. He was, you know, working with like the pre-workout, you know, these pre-workout drinks that you take before you go and work out, I imagine. I don't know. So he had been lacing it with estrogen, trying to cause this guy to transition so that his partner would not desire him and she would leave him and then go with Diego, which is fucked up, okay? The victim in all this, by the way, is called Six. His name is Six, S-I-X-X, okay? He's fuming, obviously, because he's, you know, these hormones have caused a lot of confusion. And again, like he said, thousands of dollars in medical bills, trying to, you know, get to the bottom, like, what was happening to him and all that. He said, I've had physical changes from the hormones, besides stomach ulcers, weight loss and muscle fatigue. I've had changes that I will not get into. Okay. he said that in reference to Diego, he will not pass off what he admitted to as a joke or confusion, even in his state of drunkenness, they wrote on this post. What he did is disgusting and has an immense negative effect on my life. Okay. And I mean, that's wild. To me, that is, look, it's evil, nasty and wicked for sure. But credit where credit is due, okay? Because I love a revenge meets star-crossed lovers meets Greek tragedy kind of vibe. And this story is just perfect, okay? You fall in love with a woman who already has a partner. So you repeatedly spike that partner's pre-workout shakes or whatever with estrogen, so that your competition slowly starts turning into a woman. I mean, it's just, it's genius, you know? And it takes a real sicko to come up with a plan like this, absolutely. Look, I'll say it again, I'm a big believer that someone should receive I've said it before, a reduced sentence if they get particularly creative with a crime, okay? Like, imagine you want someone out of the picture so bad, you make them grow a pair of knockers, okay? Hong Kong. It's diabolical stuff, you know? And the Instagram page, right, they also posted what appeared to be texts from Diego, where he was apologizing for his heinous plot, okay? So the screenshot said from Diego, I was really drunk and told Six and his fiance that I was obsessed with her and had a deep hatred for Six and gave Six estrogen to get an edge up on him. He said, I've been kicked out of Yarona as well and will no longer be on the scene, okay? So they've lost their vocalist. Six now has a pair of knockers, okay? Whole band in disarray. They are after separating, okay? Which is sad news on all accounts. Oh, but it's just crazy. It's wild, okay? It's a wild act of, is it even revenge? You know, you want to sleep with someone's girlfriend so bad that you make your competition transition. It is morally corrupt, of course. You know, but it does remind me, okay, of a story from Greek mythology, okay? And you know I love to regale a tale from ancient Greece, okay? So let us go back and hear about the story of Hermaphroditus. I feel like you're listening to Lyric FM. But you know what? I had an edible earlier and I was like, oh, I was like, they love now listening to this bit of ancient Greek music. To really set the scene. I was like, should we listen again? But so, like I was saying, the story reminded me of of ancient Greece, okay? Basically, a long time ago, okay, in ancient Greece, a god and goddess, okay, they had a baby. So the two in question was Hermes, okay, who was the messenger god. He was having a passionate love affair with Aphrodite, okay, who we know as the goddess of love, fertility, sexuality, you know, and a child was conceived, okay. Hermes and Aphrodite called their son Hermaphroditus, right? A little joining of the two, which is where the word hermaphrodite would come from, okay? Which we would use to describe someone born with both sets of genitals, or intersex, as it is more commonly referred to today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right. On an unrelated note, okay, Aphrodite also had a child with Zeus, okay, many children. They had a child named Priapus, who was the Greek god of male genitalia, okay, cock and balls. And Priapus, the way he was depicted in ancient Greece, he was depicted as a man with a constant, massive erection, okay? And it's actually where we get the medical term priapism, okay? Which, if you've listened to the podcast, you will know it's the medical term for an erection that just won't settle, okay? So again, a lot of our terminology coming from ancient Greece, Hermaphroditus, Priapus. So apparently, Aphrodite, she did not want to devote her time to being a mother. You have to remember, Aphrodite was hot shit back then. Hot shit. She was like the most beautiful woman in existence. She was the goddess of love, okay? Of sex. You know, she'd want to be burdened with a baby, with a child, with the bebé. So she cast the boy, okay, Hermaphroditus, from Olympus, Geraut, okay, where he plummeted to the earth, and he was raised by the nymphs. The nymphs, they were typically magical women. Again, so I think some beautiful women, you know, hanging around the forest, etc. They were beautiful women. They were magical women. They were enchanted women. But they weren't immortal like the gods, but they would live, you know, very long lives, being, you know, kind of like, I guess, part of the divinity, being magical creatures, what have you. So Hermaphroditus, right? He grows up to be just a 10. Out of 10, okay? He has the charm and beauty of his mother, okay? And the athletic build of his father, okay? He's young. He's in his prime, so he goes out and he explores the world. He goes traveling and whatnot, okay? So, there's this spring or a fountain, right? Where a nymph called Salmacis would hang out. You know, that was her local spot. And she would, like, lounge about at the spring while all the other nymphs went off and did nymph shit, you know, don't know, wasn't there. She would just, like, lounge about. She would gaze at her beautiful body's reflection in the water, Okay? She had big naturals, just like Sydney Sweeney. And she was kind of a lush, and sometimes she would, you know, take the beautiful flowers that grew along the banks of the spring, and she would turn them into perfume for herself, okay? As for Hermaphroditus, he had been, you know, travelling around for so long. He's sweating, he's dusty, he's tired. And he comes across the most enticing spring, right? So he dips one toe in, and then he's spotted by the nymph Salmacis, right? Well, let me tell you, Salmacis had such a wide on for him, okay? She was immediately obsessed and ran over to beg for his hand in marriage because he was just so beautiful, okay? He was taken aback and he was like, yeah, maybe, but get out of my face at the same time, you know? So she left, but she didn't really leave. Because what she actually did was she hid in a bush nearby in the spring to watch Hermaphroditus undress, okay? And as he was getting, you know, he was, you know, undressing or whatever, Salmacis, right, in the bush, she was playing with herself, okay? She was pleasuring herself, okay? Playing with yourself sounds weird. It's actually very triggering, because if you've ever been like chilling with your hand not down your pants, let me make that very clear, your hand's not down your pants, it's like maybe a finger or two down your pants, but it's not down your pants, okay? But it's more so resting on your fupa, okay? Which it's a very comfortable position to be in. I don't know why, I'm sure you're aware. And then someone will be like, oh, stop playing with yourself, do you know? Like, okay, you know, like I'm jerking it, you know, I'm jerking it right there watching Kari on the TV, you know, kind of sick. What do you think I am? Anyway, he gets naked down to his hog and jumps in the spring. Salmacis, well, she can't contain herself and she jumps in after him. She grabs him tight in the water and she's so horny. Ah. She grips him tighter and tighter, digs her nails into his skin, scratches his back, bites his lip, okay? squeezes him tighter and tighter, right? She's so horny, okay? It's the kind of horny you can only get when you're hungover, you know? And her body almost wraps around his like ivy, okay? And she shouts a prayer to the gods that her love is so strong, please bind us together, okay? And the gods hear and they grant the wish and the two become one. Hermaphroditus gets out of the water and notices now that his features are softer and he's got a big old rack, okay? He's got breasts and a vagina as well as his own stuff that he had already, okay? He got both sets of genitals, and that's where the term hermaphrodite comes from, Hermaphroditus, okay? Also, the word nymphomaniac, okay? If you've ever heard someone being described as a nympho, you know, like they just can't stop themselves making love, you know? Oh, he's a nympho, she's a nympho, okay? That's where it comes from, nymph. And you can actually still go to, this was geographically located, the spring in Turkey. So you can actually go and visit this spring in modern Turkey, and it's believed to have transformative powers, okay, to make men more, you leave the spring a bit more effeminative, okay? It's like, remember I was telling you guys before in a podcast, God, who knows how long ago, in primary school, we had a part of the schoolyard that was kind of like steps down basically to and it was actually another school, but it was steps down and it was blocked off by a fence. So basically it was just like a pit, for all the word, steps down to a pit, which we used to call the gay hole. And like, if, you know, if you'd pissed someone off or something, they might, you know, send some of their cronies after you in the schoolyard. So you have a fella on your right arm, a fella on your left arm, and they're dragging you towards the gay hole. And then you'd be thrown into the gay hole and you wouldn't be allowed leave. And I mean, the belief back then when we were in school, when we were in primary school, was that the longer you spent in the gay hole, well, the gayer you'd come out when you... Okay. So, again, very much like the springs, okay, where Hermaphroditus became one with Salmacus, which is kind of crazy, okay? And I guess, I mean, look, if there is a moral to the story, I guess it would be... I guess it would be that trans people existed, okay, even in ancient times. Okay, there you go. It's not often that anything that we talk about in this podcast has a moral. As we begin to unwind for the evening, consider leaving a review of the Mind Poppers podcast, because I know when I'm going to take a chance on new podcasts, the first place I go is the reviews, okay? So your voice matters. Also, consider joining us over on Patreon. Over 100 Patreon episodes, okay? 100 Patreon episodes, new Patreon episode every Saturday. You never know what topic we're going to be covering, okay? Except that it's going to be interesting. It's going to be weird, a little bizarre, a little sexy, okay? Always funny, okay? In the meantime, stay woke.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.